This motherfucker is always in your set, but when they have a sec, it feels like they never tell you. And if they do tell you, it feels like they're hiding something, but they're hiding some of it. Dude, Lord forbid y'all got the same drug, though. Let's get the ritual started. That's what it feels like anyway. It feels like a goddamn ritual. You guys do the same fucking shit every time, damn near almost the same way. Goddamn, once you guys get high and shit, man, be talking about the same shit. Or if you have a group of addiction friends, nice way to put it, and then you're getting high with just probably one of your addiction friends out of the group, and then this motherfucker just want to talk about everybody else. I'm like, anyone can relate to that. You don't even have to have a circle that does drugs. That's just how your friends are. Friends are. Within quotation marks. Open and close. We're going to get into the your addiction friends episode. Within this episode, we are going to talk about the opposite of your sober friend. So, this person right here, I guess this person was chose by default, or this person can be chose by your personality traits and the traits that they have within themselves, and somehow you guys vibe and click. Other than the drugs just top it off and make it better and for worse unconsciously. So I'm just going to talk about, I guess, some generic type traits or some generic stereos, some generic scenarios within these relationships, because everybody's relationship can differ from various points of purviews, and I try my best to make my episodes understandable and comprehensive for people that do not use drugs and for people that doesn't really have a serious drug problem yet. And of course, if you are listening to my podcast and we have different drugs of choices, because sometimes, even though we do go through the same shit and consequences, we do different things and act out in different ways. So we're just gonna try to make this as universal as possible. Alright, so I'm your drug buddy, your drug friend, your addiction friend, your homie, your home gal, your home girl, your etc. This person can be chosen by either the decision you both have made from the beginning, or this person will be someone that you meet along the road of your drug addiction or alcohol addiction. This person will do the same drugs as you. They might do more, but most of the time you guys will have a common drug of choice, and that will be the drug of choice that you guys will partake in within your sessions. That's what me and my buddies used to call it. Sessions. I had one drug buddy. I'll start with the light one. What I mean by the light one is the one that uses light drugs. He just smoked, drink, and that's pretty much it. As I mentioned in some of my earlier podcasts, that I really smoke when someone else has it, and this was the person that had it. He knew I did cocaine, but he didn't partake, which I respect and understand, and I did not do it around him. We used to smoke all the time. this shit used to be kind of fun too, man. We used to hotbox and shit. Anyone that smokes know what that means. If you don't know what a hotbox is, that's when you smoke in the car with the windows up, and it's supposed to get you higher, 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 higher. But at this time, we was getting poor grade marijuana, from my standards anyways. And I have long stopped growing marijuana myself, so we never got high on my shit. But if we smoked enough of it and had some beers and shit, it did the trick. We used to hotbox and shit, man. And we used to freestyle a lot too, man. That should be fun, because how the weed opens up your creativity side of your brain, and it can make you think of shit that you normally wouldn't think of when you're sober or when you haven't been smoking. Like, that shit's crazy. And it's fun too, because the main reason why I like smoking and rapping with him and freestyling and shit, we never really took it seriously. We wasn't trying to be rappers or nothing like that. It was just something that we did. We both respected the hip hop game and shit like that. And we both was deep into the music other than just, oh, I like that song. Like, we was into the producing side of it, the beats, what the artist does outside of his music, and how his music is articulated and engineered. So when we was rapping, we was kind of mimicking those type of standards for our, I guess, sessions. And it was fun too, man. So that was with him. My buddy that I used cocaine with, this shit right here, like, I guess he was my buddy. All right, anyone that has a friend that use hard drugs, you already know you cannot trust that motherfucker. You cannot trust that motherfucker. Oh, I mean, like, it's just some slick ass shit. Everybody kind of knows how stupid hard drugs can make you act out. And it depends on your morals, how hard drugs can make you fuck over people for hard drugs. It wasn't like he was stealing my shit or anything like that. It's just that when we had agreements and deals, he never abided by them. he never did. One of our usual sessions would be, he lived like 5 houses down the street from me. This was back in 2013. Yeah, 13 is when we really got like real deep into it, because this is when I lost my driver's license due to drug addiction. So he would pick me up, and this is how we was able to get our drugs every other day and throughout the weekend. So what we did, we went to my plug and got the dope, and sometimes he would put in on it, and it will always be it's funny how we both use drugs and nobody has a scale. We try to balance and weigh this shit out evenly, and doing this, it created some irritation when the sack was almost gone. our routine when we got high, this motherfucker, he like gambling and shit. I'm really not a gambler. I'm the type that will fucking put $2 in the machine, and if I don't win with that, fuck it. It's funny how that shit works. But he's the type that he'll blow pretty much all he had on those fucking machines and goddamn scratch off tickets and shit. I really didn't care. I mean, it was you know, within an addiction relationship, you just gotta take care of your own issues within yourself, because you're really not trying to help each other out because you're both in the same fucking boat. So like, you fucked up your money on it. Like, yeah, like, damn, you got any more so we can get some more? Like, no. Like, fuck. Yep, that was happened frequently. So this motherfucker right here, we'll be sitting at the goddamn gas station and shit. And I live in Georgia, so casinos here are still illegal to establish. So we have like this old bootleg system of billers here. Shit, man. So we set these goddamn machines and shit. Sometimes I just watch him fuck up his shit. Or I'll just fuck up a light between $2 and $5 and shit like that. Every now and then he'll hit big. Most of the time he didn't. The times that he did hit, it kind of just neutralized all the times that he lost. So it's like, what's the point? But I can understand, because I've always asked myself, what's the point once I was out of money? After I fucked up my whole life of 2 weeks at the trap within a weekend. So I wasn't judging. I was just there for the ride. And I'll ride with them. So sometimes there will be a lot of animosity in the air, because most of the time we either share a sack, or he'll get a sack, and then either when his sack is gone, he'll be like, damn, let me hit some of yours. And you know, this is your friend, so you gotta help him out. You gotta say yeah, because when your sack is gone, you're gonna hope that he does the same thing for you. And any type of liability within drug addiction is, it won't stand. And you won't be able to be reliable. To make a long story short, you can download my ebook on the website of neurosisfaction.org. Chapter 2013, I will go into detail what happens within me and this guy's relationship. You also can stay tuned to the podcast for season 4, which is, I'm basically going to do a free audiobook. I'm going to go over all of the chapters within detail, and I will go over that and make a more longer podcast. I give that shit. So yeah, your addiction friend could almost be more related to a mutual type of relationship, or it can trickle down to the aspects of survival pretty much. Within your addiction, any type of relationships, I feel, are not really genuine, because these are the type of people that you just hang around because you don't want to feel like a forlorn. As I mentioned in my Sober Friend podcast, you tend to find a different crowd because getting high wasn't your sober friend's goal. And you kind of want to be accepted, you know? Be around people that understand. Be around people that do the same things you like to do. Be around people that makes you feel comfortable. And it's really just all drug-induced. It's not genuine. It's not real love. It's not real love. It's not real love. It's not real love. With all things considered, it's the last time. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.